All right, let's talk some Georgia. Let's go between the hedges here. Well, we got some baseball to talk about too. Texas and Georgia will square off in one of the opening games of the College World Series on Saturday night in Omaha. Joining us now to talk a little Georgia baseball and to talk a little Georgia football is Anthony Dasher, who covers the Georgia Bulldogs for UGA Sports and UGASports.com. Anthony, thanks so much for the time, sir. How are you today?
My pleasure, fellas. How you guys doing today?
We're doing fabulous, my friend.
Awesome.
Doing great. So are you? You told me you were traveling. Does that mean you are in Omaha, Nebraska right now?
I am finally here. After my plane was delayed like 3.5 hours, I am finally in Omaha. I was supposed to get there yesterday about 4 o'clock. It wound up being about 8. So I'm a little rest. I'm okay. We're about to go out to Schwab Field just a little bit to watch some practices.
There we go. Well, tell us, before we get into the matchup between Georgia and Texas, just tell us a little bit about this Georgia team. Like, I think Longhorn fans know how good they are. They know they won the SEC regular season and tournament championships. Yeah. But obviously, they did not play in the regular season. So, I guess a little scouting report of the Dogs this year, Anthony.
Yeah, it's very ironic. I mean, all four SEC teams in this bracket, Georgia not played either one of them this year. So, a little bit unusual. But, obviously, you look at Georgia's offensive numbers. That's kind of where it starts. I mean, they've got I think it's like 171 home runs to lead the country. It's an extremely, extremely deep lineup, 1 through 9. They've probably got 14 guys that they can play any time. It's not like it's a team that's, you look down to 8 or 9 hole, you got somebody hitting 220 or 210, whatever, a couple of home runs. You've got Kobe Branch hitting 8th. Well, I think he's got 19 bombs now, and then Ryan Black, who's hitting over 300. So it's a deep team, one you can't make any mistakes to. Pitching-wise, that hasn't exactly been the team's strength this year. I mean, Joey Voska, who Texas will see Saturday night, came over from Stanford, got good stuff. He's mid-90s, 96, 97, four-pitch pitcher. But, he hasn't all the time been consistent. The thing I will say for him, though, he's one of these guys who knows how to grind through outs. Like last week, Mississippi State jumped out to a 7-0 lead against him. He managed to make it through 5 innings, give the offense time to get kind of cranked up, and we all know what happened from there. Two of the best games I've ever seen in super regional play. It was just a wild, insane weekend for Georgia. So it's a team that's coming in, just like Texas, coming in with a lot of confidence.
Now, Anthony, would you call your pitching staff I'm not going to call them a finesse staff, but – you got power, but do you have power pitchers?
Power arms, and no doubt. That's what Wes Johnson recruits is power arms. I mean, all these guys that, with the exception of Caden Aoki, he's the only one. He's transfer from Southern Cal. He's a guy they call him Doc because he can maneuver pitches. He won't go 90. He'll top out at 91. He's got 5 or 6 other pitches, throws different speeds off each one. He can really keep teams off balance. That's what he did this past weekend. Against State, but everybody else that Georgia will throw out there, you're talking 95, 96, 97. It's a power staff for sure.
Yeah. Anthony Dasher of UGASports.com joining us here. Well, Anthony, I'm sure you've done some scouting on Texas too and just this matchup. I mean, there are a lot of people out there saying the winner of this game on Saturday night is kind of the favorite to win the whole thing. Your thoughts on the matchup against Dylan Volantis and this Texas team?
Yeah, no doubt. That could be correct. I mean, both teams, I think we've seen throughout the year, have what it takes to, to bring home a title. Dylan Volantis, man, what else can you say about this cat, dude? I mean, he's, man, 6'6", left-hander. He's got one of the highest release points in the entire country. I'm really curious to see what's going to happen with this Georgia lineup. I do think it's the best lineup he's faced this year. That said, I mean, it's going to be a challenge for Georgia. They have not seen somebody quite like this. Now, last week they saw Thomas Valencius from Mississippi State, but he's not quite as he's a lefty, but not quite as tall. His release point's a little bit different. And Georgia, did get to him for 7 runs ultimately in that game. But it's going to be a different challenge. It's kind of funny. I asked Wes Johnson yesterday, how can you simulate, what you're going to see Saturday. He said they got some things they're going to try. He wouldn't reveal any secrets on that, but he said they've got some things they're going to attempt to do anyway. We'll see how it plays out on Saturday.
Yeah, I'm curious, and I'm sure you've been asked this before, and I'm sure you're tired of it, and I'm sure Georgia's tired of it, and fans are tired of it. Foley Field, right? A bit of a bandbox at Georgia. Look, they recruit well to that field, but smaller ballpark. People say, oh, is it going to translate to Omaha? I can already see you shaking your head. Your thoughts on that conversation going?
I had the graphic to put in front of you right now. There's not that much difference. I mean, the power alleys I think are a 5 feet difference. Center field I think is 4 foot different. Now right field of Georgia, yes, it's 315 feet down the line. But you look at Charles Schwab Field. What's the left field line there? What, 325?
Yeah.
So it's kind of a flip flop. I mean, it's real short. So it's kind of a flip flop type deal. So, I've heard, and it is a bigger park, but Georgia's home runs haven't exactly been scraping over the wall. So I'm not sure it's going to have that much of a, advantage. Texas can hit them too. So I don't think you're going to see the park, play necessarily as big as maybe some people are predicting.
There you go. All right. So, in your eyes, last baseball question, Anthony, definitely want to get some football thoughts from you while we have you. But should Georgia be considered the favorite of the eight remaining teams that are left?
If they win Saturday, then yes. But this is, again, like you were talking earlier, I think whoever wins this ball game is going to have, especially Texas with its pitching, I think will have a distinct advantage. And I think on the flip side, Georgia, if they can get past one of the best pitchers in the country, I think it sets up pretty well for him with the teams they've got in the bracket and the players I know those other teams have. I think it sets up pretty well for them. So whoever wins this game, it's just I think it's going to have a great shot. It's a tremendously big ball game coming up on Saturday night.
Absolutely. Anthony Dasher of UGASports.com joining us here on Bucky and BK. Well, some football questions. I'll kind of go 30,000-foot question first, sure. Anthony. I mean, What's I know Texas and Georgia don't play, so I haven't been as locked in on the Dogs this offseason as in recent offseasons, but what's kind of been maybe the biggest storyline or two with Georgia here in the spring, obviously into the summer?
Well, the big thing for Georgia, and Kirby Smart has been very vocal about this, they want to create more explosive plays. That's something that last year they were honestly quite lacking in. I mean, Gunnar Stockton came in his first 4 years of start, did a good job. But this is not a team that was going to, drop back and throw a 40, 50-yard bomb and stretch the field. It was kind of a workmanlike type situation with a skill level, they had. They want to do a little better job of that this year. And I kind of think they will. The biggest question mark, I guess, if you want to call it that, is probably the wide receivers because they are so young. It's a brand new group. They lost, of course, Zachariah Branch went to the Falcons in the draft. They set the school's all-time single-season record. So he's got to be replaced. How they do that, have to kind of wait and see. But on the defensive side, they want to create more pressure. Georgia was dead last in sacks last year, and that's something that you're not used to seeing a Kirby Smart coach team have happen to it. So that's something else they really want to get do a lot better job at doing. So it's probably those two things, be more explosive, create more havoc, get more turnovers, that kind of thing. But otherwise, it's shaping up to be another, it looks on paper anyway, it's going to be a pretty good team.
How are they in the secondary? How are they in the secondary?
Yeah, it's some new faces. I mean, they brought in Khalil Barnes from Clemson, who's going to be the star in their defensive package. Had a great spring. They brought in Jamarcus Riddle from East Carolina. And, of course, he had a automobile speeding deal coming up. I think we talk about that every other month at Georgia, it seems like. So, yeah, so we'll see how quickly he's able to come back from that. But as far as all the players on the field they've got, and they've got some new faces, but some very athletic kids, and they think ultimately it's going to be pretty solid.
I'll tell you what, if Georgia just played Texas every Saturday, they would be first in the country in every stat. Like, I remember going into that game last year in Athens, it's like that was one of the things we were talking about as an advantage for Texas. Georgia doesn't get after the quarterback, and then in that game, it's like they got five NFL Hall of Famers there.
Well, in the game in Austin, too. I mean, remember that? It was exactly the same deal. Georgia had been criticized for not getting able after the quarterback. And then Jalen Walker goes crazy in that one and gets, two or three sacks in that ball game.
We remember.
Texas, it's been one of those teams. I know a lot of the teams do, but it's hard not to get up for the Longhorns, and that's definitely been the case for Georgia every time they played them.
Wow. No, yes, it has.
Anthony Dasher of UGASports.com joining us here. A couple more for you here, Anthony. Yeah. Gunnar Stockton, I keep seeing all of these preseason lists. We're in talking season, list season, whatever you want to call it, and everyone's ranking the top quarterbacks in the country, and his name's not very close to the top. And this guy won a lot of games last year, won the SEC last year, obviously had some big moments 2 years ago in the SEC championship game. I think he's very good. I think he's underappreciated. Do you think maybe the rest of the country is sleeping on him a little bit too much?
I think a little bit. I mean, as you guys saw, again, you mentioned the SEC title game a couple of years ago when he took that hit and bounced right back up at that, and how the team just responded with him in that ball game. It's just still the same thing with him. He's one of these kids who the other player just absolutely respect and will run through that proverbial, you know, brick wall for. Now, as far as his quarterbacking goes, again, I mentioned the explosive plays, and part of that has been on him. He's got to make some better reads. He's got to maybe be a little quicker with his release. He's got to maybe lead receivers a little bit better than what he's done in the past. But those are all things he's worked on. Footwork, that's all things I know he's worked extremely hard on, this whole spring and summer so far. And if he can, make those adjustments, and I think he's got a chance to, put up some very good numbers. And hey, we're talking about a guy who finished eighth in the Heisman Trophy voting last year, but he's still, people kind of look at him with kind of a side eye, still trusting what he's able to do.
Yeah, I got to believe that if you find that receiver, that consistent receiver that catches the ball well,
yes,
that catches and runs with the ball, that will all change for him. And as you say, you've got some young guys that just have to come along, and they don't – it's not like you got a lot of time to come along. They have to come along this summer ready, by the first parts of the season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they've got a kid who's going to be a sophomore. Talon Taylor is a kid in the Alabama game during the regular season. He dropped what would have been, maybe the go-ahead and maybe the game-winning touchdown, and that really, it affected him, I think, a little bit. He did get hurt and missed a good bit of the season, but he's a guy who's – had a tremendous spring. They think he can be that game breaker type guy. He was a high 4-star come out of high school in Indiana, and they think he can kind of be that player for them. But their tight ends, though, I think is what's going to really separate this team a little bit. They are probably five deep tight ends. All five guys can do different things. Elias Williams, another 6'7", 250-pound guy, kind of. Now, I won't say he's Darnell Washington. Nobody Darnell Washington with the Steelers right now, but it's that same type of a frame of a body type that you get him in the red zone can create a lot of havoc. But then they've got Jaden Riddell, who was GPS to 23 miles per hour during the spring game, and Lawson Lucky, Ethan Barber is another kid, and they've got another freshman, Caden Protho, who was a 5-star. They've got him as a slot receiver right now. I'm not sure how much tight end he's going to play because he's got that kind of skill set. So they've got talent. Again, a lot of us just young, a lot of us unproven, but that's why you play the game.
Who will be the primary ball carrier? Who's going to be their primary guy with the ball?
That's going to be Nate Frazier again. I mean, Nate, there were some rumors that he may hit the portal, and that never happened. And got him and Chauncey Bowens. Should be a pretty good 1-2 punch.
Love it. Anthony Dasher, UGASports.com. My last question, Anthony, I guess kind of putting a bow on the football chatter. SEC Media Days next month. We'll get the vote. We'll see the poll. In your eyes, should Georgia be the favorites to win the conference this year? And do you think they will be the favorites to win the conference?
I don't think they're going to be picked as the favorite this year. I really don't. I think they'll be near the top, but I think Texas is going to get a lot of love. I mean, with Arch coming back, he's primed for a hell of a year for Texas, coming up. And I think that's going to get a lot of attention, from the voters there. But it's going to be your usual suspects. I mean, Texas, Georgia, I mean, Alabama, I'm sure will still, get some love. And maybe Oklahoma, I don't know. But, it won't surprise me at all if Georgia is not picked to win it this year.
I like when you say they'll be close to the top. Yeah, just one down from the top, if anything.
Yeah, there's all the motivation, Kirby Smart. I mean, they could be picked number one, and he'll tell us.
It won't stun me if they are. I mean, I'm just based on some of the doubt, I hear, from elsewhere, that kind of thing is, but we'll see. We'll see. Yeah. And like you said, that would suit Kirby just fine if that were to happen.
Yeah, exactly. I get a vote on this thing. I'll be in Tampa if you're there, Anthony.
I'll be there.
I'm going to vote for Georgia. Texas fans hate it. I'm going to vote for Georgia. Partially because I believe it, but partially I don't want Kirby Smart to get any extra motivation. He doesn't need that right there.
Just in case the Longhorns see the Bulldogs again in Atlanta.
Yeah, exactly. My UTSD, as we call it. Just kick it in. Well, Anthony, great stuff, man. I've been reading some of your work over the last couple of days on UGA Sports. Great job previewing the College World Series and talking football. We really appreciate your time, and hopefully we get the chance to chop it up down the road.
Yeah, let's do it.
Thank you, Anthony. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah.
Anthony Dasher, UGASports.com, doing a great job covering the Georgia Bulldogs. And yeah, a little baseball chatter, a little football chatter. Of course, Texas and Georgia will not play in the regular season, but there's a good chance. I mean, I think we hope that they do play, right? Like, I guess in a perfect world for me, Texas gets to the SEC title game and there's somebody besides Georgia there. And then yes. Texas goes all the way to the national title and somebody else beats Georgia, so they don't have to see Georgia there.
Of course.
There's a way Texas could achieve all of its goals and not see the Dogs, but there's obviously a very good chance if the Longhorns are in the mix that these two teams will square off again.
You want to be eating the Dogs.
I would like to be eating the Dogs, yes.
Thank you.
We have not done that in the three previous meetings.
They're eating the Dogs.
No, the Dogs have been eating the Horns.
Yes.
They're eating burgers.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm like you, BK. I know people are saying, well, I want to see him. I don't care to see him.
No, I don't either. If you see him and you beat him, that would make any SEC or national title run feel better. There's no doubt, but you can win those two trophies without seeing them.
That's a good thing. That's a good thought right there.
Hey, they'll still hang something in the stadium and we'll still have a parade, you know?
Absolutely.
You don't need to play those guys, all right? Indiana didn't see those guys, and they won the national title last year.
That's true.
It's possible. It's possible. Through the CFP, all things are possible. All right, good stuff there. We'll get back into the Longhorns conversation. We got more NBA Finals chatter to get into and maybe some Sorsby stuff as well. But before we go anywhere else, my man, how about a few more sponsor shout-outs?
Okay, I did make my Hat Creek Burger run yesterday. Yeah, but you know what? I didn't eat anything. I went by. What? I did. I had a milkshake. That doesn't matter.
You already told us what you ate and drank. There's no way you went to Hat Creek.
I mean, a milkshake doesn't count. I mean, I do that. I get the powdered protein shake here. I didn't get any meat. That's what I mean. I don't get any meat. I had that goofy strawberry shake. That doesn't count for anything. What's that count for? Nothing. All that did was add to the one Coca-Cola I had, too, on the golf course. And I don't want anybody to tell me how sugar is not the answer on the course. I guess it's not. No, it's not. I should have said the burger, but I didn't. I decided that wasn't it. Just get yourself a quick shake on the way. You're running late. Have yourself a little whipped cream with it. That was junk. Didn't get any water with it. But folks, Hat Creek Burger has the greatest hamburgers, and I'm never going to forget that again. I don't care if I have to eat nuggies. I'm going to eat a handful of nuggies if I have to. They got over 30 locations in the state of Texas, and they are proud to be the place where anybody can come in hungry and leave full. No doubt about it. That Hat Creek Burger Company, folks, there's something there for everyone. Dad, Father's Day is coming up. Have your kids take you to Hat Creek Burger Company. How's that?
Yeah. Hey, they got gift cards there too.
Yes, they do.
Could be a nice little gift.
Yeah, you know what I should have done, BK? I need to order. As you say, I can online order, but you know me, I'm not going to go online order. And I can pick that up right there.
It's easy.
Just go strolling right in, pick it up, and not go there with an empty stomach full of milk, sugar, Coca-Cola, and junk.
I like it. Yeah, here's a tip for the kids out there. All right, Father's Day coming up, get Dad a gift. But if you're smart, you get Dad a golf club or something. Like, that doesn't benefit you. You get Dad a Hat Creek Burgers gift card, you get the benefit because he's buying you dinner.
That's true. That's true.
There's your strategy.
Make him use the card.
Yeah, on you. That's it.
Hey, Dad, remember that card I got you for Father's Day? I know you haven't been to the burger joint lately. Let's go to Hat Creek Burger.
Let's go to Hat Creek Burger, Dad.
Hey, you can have a margarita there, Dad. And I'll have the shake. I'll have the shake and fries and the nuggies.
And yep, I love it. Love Hat Creek. Love Centex tickets as well. So many great sporting events. If you want to go to game 5, we need some Spurs fans in the building in San Antonio for that one. CentexTickets.com, as you covered. You want to go to a College World Series game in Omaha? Centex tickets. You want to catch a World Cup match in Houston or Dallas or anywhere in the country? Centex tickets. Sporting events, concerts, Broadway shows, festivals, comedy shows. Anything in Central Texas, but also really any big event around the country, Centex Tickets has seats waiting for you. Don't forget to use the promo code CENTEX10. You type that in at checkout, and you will instantly receive 10% off. Love our friends at CENTEXTickets.com.
We love them. Oh, you know, I did have, you know, I told you on the way back from the golf course, I did stop at a place called, was it Crago's Pizza?
I had never heard of it. You were telling me, and I didn't know what you were talking about.
Is it called Crago's? That's why I was asking you, because you like pizza joints. You hit a lot of pizza joints. You can eat a lot of pizza. I ate this small pizza in the car on the way back. I got about a mile, and I ate the whole thing. But the taste of it, it tastes like one of those ones you get at a did that place start out? Can somebody tell me if that started out as a frozen pizza company and turned into a spot? Because it tastes like one of those bad frozen pizzas you get with the government cheese on the top of it. Sorry about that. Probably not going to do anything special for Crago's ever. But
well, wait, you ate the whole thing? You said it was terrible, but you ate the whole thing in your car?
Remember, it's I'm starving. Yeah, I ate the whole thing. I ate the crust and all. Generally, I leave a little crust for the, I don't know, for somebody in the box. I ate the whole everything. There was nothing left. I was like pouring the crust out. I was so hungry.
Hey, the hobos.
But it's not like your normal, some of the place, you know, Domino's. I mean, it's not, the taste was really different. The cheese taste was different.
The hobos love the crust, by the way. They'll dive into the
dump. Oh, do they? So there is somebody to leave that crust to?
Yeah, I've seen it with my own eyes. It's all right.
Oh my God. That must be at 7-Eleven where you see that.
I've never had a Crago's or Prego's or whatever it is.
It's called Crago's or something. I've stopped there before where they would have a meatball sub. They didn't have any meatballs yesterday. Like, how the hell are you? How is that on your menu and you don't have any meatballs? Somebody get back here and make the damn meatballs, please.
And this is like before dinner, right? This is like late afternoon.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, this is late afternoon. I tore that pizza apart. Sorry. Bad taste and all.
Sorry about that, Crago. I don't eat there. I only eat at two places. Places that sponsor us and Taco Bell. That's it. That's all I got. We're still working on that sponsorship there. Real quick, he talked about 7-Eleven. I know our guy Tom McKay loves some 7-Eleven pizza. That's good pizza.
Yeah, man.
Right there. I love 7-Eleven. They've done some work with us in the past. But AV Consultations, I mean, they've been with us since day one. They've been with us they've been with me since I got into radio right out of college. Like, love Tom McKay. He's become one of my best friends, and he's just an awesome dude. And he does awesome work for Central Texans, and he can hook you up with the home TV setup of your dreams. 512-255-8678. I'm going to give you their phone number right off the bat, so when you hear me talk about what I'm about to say, you just know that that's the number to call. TVs, indoors or outdoors, home theater rooms, surround sound speakers, whole home lighting, surveillance systems to keep you and your loved ones safe, golf simulators, heated floors for your bathroom. Maybe you don't need those right now, but in the wintertime, those come up very, very clutch. AV Consultations can install everything. They get the best products. It's the best technology. They've got the best people. They hook everything up. It looks great. It works great. They show you how to use everything. And it's not like, oh, once the install is done, you're never going to hear from them again. They will be there with you every step of the way. If something's not working the way you want, if you've got a question, if you want to add on, their customer service is second to none. It's why they've been around since 1988. Tom McKay is the best in the business. Give him a call. Thank us later. Again, 255-8678. You can find him online at avconsultations.com.
I love this one. Remember, Mother's Day gifts are for her, but Father's Day gifts are for the whole family.
Yeah. That's how that works. Yep. Sorry about that, Dad.
Yeah. Sorry, Pops. Not this year.
Not this year. Hey, you get something and like it.
Yeah. Whatever you get, you better like it, but you're going to share it with us.
I'm telling you, I think the best Father's Day gift you could give Dad this year is some peace and quiet.
Always the case, because that's always during U.S. Open weekend, isn't it?
U.S. Open Sunday.
Yes.
Yep. Just, you know what? Y'all go do something today. Let me sit on the recliner on the couch and just watch.
Yeah, I did try that one year. I mean, I remember when my kids were younger. It's like, well, if it wasn't for this dadgum football coaching, I got to still spend time with the kids on the side. I got to do it. But, man, one time they actually left me alone to just sit there and watch golf. Just like, I mean, and not even it wasn't even what's for dinner. They went out to eat.
Good. That's great.
Would you like for us to bring you something back? No. Don't bring me anything back.
I would say yes to that. Like, yeah, please. No, I don't want to.
I was like, just no. I'll find something in the refrigerator. Maybe you can bring it up the steps or something.
I'll get me a Crago's pizza, and then we'll be set. All right.
Taste is still in my mouth.
That's sorry to hear that. A day later, it's kind of gross. Where do you want to go next? We can go Brendan Sorsby. We can go more.
Let's go to Sorsby. Let's go to Sorsby. I mean, is that story ever going to end?
Ever? Yeah.
No, but he's going to be rehabbed. I mean, he's been to rehabilitation. It'll go away. His addiction will just go away. Don't those addictions just kind of go away eventually?
Well, Joey McGuire at the Houston Touchdown Club yesterday is making it sound like it's a real battle for Brendan Sorsby. And, you know, Sorsby, as part of this injunction, is suspended for the first two games of the 2026 season. And Joey McGuire was talking yesterday like, it's a stretch that he'll be ready to play for game three because of the situation, because how badly he needs help. So,
well, keep your eye on him for the first two games for sure.
Well, in terms of him betting on stuff?
Yeah, hell yeah. Joey, keep him at your house.
I can't wait. We're going to get to week three, and we're going to hear about just this amazing story, Sorsby has worked. And it's a miracle that he's available to play for us. But he worked so hard. He got through this. And, man, what a kid. What a story. What an inspiration. And all of a sudden, against all odds, nobody thought it was possible. Brendan Sorsby, he's available. He's ready to go.
And they beat up on Kansas. Yeah, great.
Just brace yourself for that. No. Week three, I think, is Sam Houston. So, sorry about that.
Oh, yeah.
The ghost of Sam Houston. He'll miss. As of now, he's scheduled to miss Abilene Christian and Oregon State. Quite the gauntlet. But week three for Texas Tech is against the ghost of Sam Houston, as you like to call them.
They're back again, huh? Great.
So, you know, I feel like it's 2 weeks ago where I gave Texas Tech a lot of credit for their PR blueprint, right?
Yes.
The way they handled Steve Sarkisian's comments about their schedule was masterfully done, right? They totally turned the tides. Everybody started hating Texas. Everybody was backing Texas Tech. And more than anything else, you and I got into this. Everybody stopped talking about Brendan Sorsby.
Yes, like, the distraction, yes.
It was a great move by Tech because they leaned into that Texas thing as much as they could. And people were not talking about Sorsby for weeks. It was all Texas, 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 and they won't schedule us and spot the ball and all this nonsense and BS and whatever that you and I and most people with the brain saw right through right away. They have turned this into a PR nightmare because they won. They got what they wanted, right? They convinced this Lubbock County court to rule in their favor to allow Brendan Sorsby to play. All they had to do was sit down and shut up. They got
That's
what they
absolutely
wanted.
Absolutely right. Don't say a word.
Don't say another word. You don't have to release statements. You don't have to acknowledge any of the outside noise. Just you're good. It's the off season. You don't have to talk right now. It's the off season. No. Okay. But yet Kirby Hoka, their AD, released a long statement in like 4-point font yesterday. Joey McGuire's talking at the Houston Touchdown Club. Cody Campbell is doing radio interviews
and hanging out at Congress,
They are talking and they are digging themselves a deeper hole. They are making themselves look worse. Like everybody's already against them around the country right now. But the more they talk, the more they make it worse and the more of a joke that they look like. So we've got two bits of sound. We'll start with Cody Campbell, who was doing an interview with Dan Dockich of OutKick yesterday. And these comments start with Cody Campbell talking about, you know, teams wanting to boycott Texas Tech. And then there's a little back and forth between the two. And, I mean, it's just embarrassing. We'll dive into the comments afterwards. But here's Cody Campbell with Dan Dockich yesterday.
Again, there are kids that are playing that have gotten DUIs, that have beaten up women. They're kids that have committed horrible acts. You know, I mean, nobody boycotted to play Penn State a few years ago when that horrible situation happened there. You know, I mean, it was –
Well, can I ask you then, why do you think people are wanting to boycott in this particular situation?
Well, it's because
you're
Texas
right
Tech,
about all
Texas,
of it.
It's because the college football world doesn't think that Texas Tech should be as good as we are. You know, we've been a disruptor, just like Indiana has. And so we're a target. And we have been even before any of this started. Now, the volume has gone way up, and a lot of it's been directed at me and at, you know, at Coach McGuire and at, you know, our university. But that's not fair. If this had happened at LSU, you know, people would say, it's LSU, you know, they're always going to kind of do what they do and, you know, they're going to keep playing. But it happened at Texas Tech and, you know, people don't want to compete with this. Of course, ADs and that in the Big 12 are saying crazy things and, you know, saying they don't want to play us. Well, they don't want to play us because they know he's good and they don't want us to be as competitive. They want to have a better chance at winning the conference.
I mean, seriously, this group is comparing themselves to Indiana. This sounds like a rich guy that doesn't know shit about sports. That's what it sounds like. I mean, seriously, don't compare yourself to Indiana. You're not shaking up the apple cart at Texas Tech. You're buying the apple cart, but you're not shaking it up. You're not Indiana. You're not doing anything. You didn't score any points last year. I mean, what are you talking about? Like, they're all afraid of us. Nobody's afraid of you. Now, they're afraid that they can't spend as much money as you. But nobody's afraid of Joey McGuire and what he brings to the table. That's absurd to listen to that guy, that rich dude, talk about as if he knows sports in and out, you know?
Yep. I don't even know where to begin. I mean, yeah, that's one of the things that stood out, like comparing yourself to Indiana. Child, please. Like,
I mean, I know, really?
You wish. I was jotting some things down as he was talking. So, like, going in order in what I heard, not in order of ridiculousness, but just in order of how Cody Campbell was talking there. He's like, it's not like the kid murdered anybody or got a DUI or anything. I mean, it's not like the country would be like, let's let this murderer play football. It's not like the country would be like, let's back this murderer. He deserves to play. Like, that doesn't happen, okay? Also, DUI. Joey McGuire, the head coach that he basically pays the salary for, has been arrested for a DUI in the past, and he's coaching the team. So don't be like, it's not like he did a DUI. Like, that's a horrible, heinous crime. And your coach got one, and he's coaching, dude. So that was ridiculous. The Penn State comp, I think, was the funniest part of all of that. He compared himself to Penn. Like, nobody was boycotting Penn State. Dude, everybody associated with the Penn State stuff got fired. And the NCAA dropped the hammer on Penn State, right? And Texas Tech is getting off completely scot-free. No one's losing their job. No one's getting punished. Nothing happened whatsoever. And he's like, no one did anything wrong to them. Everyone's mad at us. Nothing happened to them. What are you talking about, dude?
I'm trying to figure out what has happened to you guys.
And obviously, look, what happened at Penn State, far worse than this. I'm not saying that, but like a lot happened to them and rightfully so. And probably more should have happened to them. But they got in a ton of trouble and tons of people got fired because of it. Literally nothing has happened to you. And you're like, everyone's freaking out and this is overblown and nothing happens to anybody else. What are you saying, dude?
I know that is some of that just sounds like really?
And then sorry to cut you off. Like,
yeah, but they should be quiet. That's a deal where you've gotten away with it. Just let it rest. Quit talking about those guys.
He sounds like an idiot. He sounds like an idiot right now. And again, I mean, the funny part is, the different, like Penn State, they fired everybody vaguely involved. And as soon as Texas Tech found out they broke the rules, they cheated their way out of it. Pretty big difference there. And also, like, if this happened at LSU, nobody would miss me with that, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not as big of a story because it's college basketball, but what Will Wade's doing, he's signing they signed a guy who played in the NBA last year, and every college basketball person is like, this is a total joke. Will Wade's a joke. They're cheating. This should not happen. There's literally a scandal like this happening at LSU right now in a different sport, and it is the biggest story of the sport. So for that to be your example is ridiculous. They are not as big as they think they are. They've never won anything. They've always been irrelevant. They're trying to be relevant for the first time ever. And in their heads, they've won four straight national championships and they're at the top of the sport and everyone's mad about all the success.
They've talked themselves into being a lot better than they are and more important than who they are.
And this is the guy who's supposedly trying to save college football.
Yeah, I mean, he's meeting with Congress. He's trying to, now this is, you're right. This is the guy who's trying to help save football. That's the voice right there.
He's your run-of-the-mill Texas Tech fan. That's all he is. He's just a rich guy. Super rich guy. Very successful guy in life. He is a Texas Tech fan who for a while was able to convince people that he should be one of the guys in charge of all of the rules that shape the future of college football. And I think now everybody realizes, no, this guy's just a fan and a booster of a school who's only looking out for himself, who doesn't care one lick about any of the other schools in the sport.
Everybody's afraid of them. You got a lot of money. Nobody's afraid of your university in sports. You're trying to buy softball teams. You're trying to buy football, but nobody's afraid of you. You're not stirring up any pot. You're cheating.
Yeah,
that's the pot you're stirring up. You're cheating. You're not doing anything. You're not doing anything on the field that stirs it up. Nobody's afraid to play you.
And he's just deflecting. Like, he's deflecting right now. Stop looking at us. We didn't do anything wrong. Look at that school. Look at that school. Look at that story. Look at that story. Like, it's not going to work, dude. It's not work. And it's who, like, the PR situation for Texas, they have fumbled the bag so hard here. And again, people would still be talking even if they weren't doing these interviews, but they are digging themselves a deeper and deeper hole. They're looking dumber and dumber by the day.
And that guy's going to sue everybody he can sue. If you don't want to play them, he's going to take his money and sue your university. Yeah. You know, he's going to do it. He's going to any team, any conference that doesn't want to play them, whether it's legal or not legal, he's going to try to make it legal. You know, he's going to try to take you down because you won't want to play them. You don't want them because you're afraid of them.
Yep. That's why everyone's mad right now, because it's happening at Texas Tech. Not because it's a century-old rule that everybody knows and the guy blatantly cheated multiple times and you've sued your way to get him to play. That's not why anybody's mad. Everyone's just mad because it's Texas Tech. It's not people are trying to...
Drew McGuire's word that he won't be ready for third week.
Right. It's not. We're not trying to, you know, maybe save the sport here.
No.
We're not trying to, like, try to reel this thing in. Because college football has gone off the rails. Everybody agrees. It has nothing to do with that. It's Texas Tech, you won the Big 12 and you made the playoff, and we've got to put an end to this right now. It can't happen.
Yeah, but that's where we have to stop.
What a loser. Having a lot of money doesn't make you smart. I could tell you that. Goodness gracious. All right, well, here's one more. Here's Joey McGuire. I mentioned he spoke at the Houston Touchdown Club, which is kind of funny because that's where Sark made the comments about – Texas Tech that went viral. Here is Joey McGuire yesterday talking just about this entire situation and about Brendan Sorsby himself.
Brendan Sorsby is recovering from an addiction. He's recovering. Like, I've sat down with this young man multiple times, and the things that he is going through and what he's been through is serious. As a society, we've been okay with other things that happens and allowing players to play. And this has been the one thing that has united people that we're against, you know. And it's crazy because it's not murder. It's not beating somebody. There's a lot of things that we're working through.
They're going to bring up beating people and murder.
Notice how Joey McGuire didn't say DUI like Cody Campbell did.
No.
He's got one of those under his belt. Yeah, sure. Hey, sure, he broke state laws. He broke NCAA rules. He sacrificed the integrity of the game. But he didn't murder anybody. So why are you guys even mad about this? What's the big deal?
And that's the dude you want to send your kid to go play for? That guy's morals? Really?
Hey, he's going to have your back, whatever you do, as long as you don't kill anybody, I guess. That's where they draw the line. But he'll sue to make sure you could play.
Wow.
Amazing.
There are lessons to be learned, and when you have to pay the price for something that you do. that's been out there for years and years. You know what I'm saying? There are lessons to be learned that way, especially if you have an addiction and that's what you're truly trying to get rid of. It's not about playing the position of quarterback. It's actually about getting rid of the addiction. Sometimes there's a price to pay for that kind of stuff.
That's the worst part of all of this, right? Is that just, they're just hiding behind mental health. Is,
yes.
Well, yo, you can't attack us. We're just looking out for the kid's mental health. It's like, really, playing quarterback? You don't think he's going to get booed mercilessly every Saturday? There are going to be teams maybe trying to hurt this guy. You shouldn't. But, like, he's public enemy number one in college football this year. That's good for your mental health, dealing with that? Like, the alternative is this guy had to enter the NFL supplemental draft and he's playing pro football. But what's good for his mental health is he's going to be just destroyed everywhere he goes for the rest of his life.
I thought Lane Kiffin was going to be public enemy number one in college football. Now we got a new one. Because if he's a young kid with, and he doesn't have the energy to go through what he's going to go through when he leaves that campus and the places that he does go to play, PK, that guy won't be able to get off the bus and go into the hotel without people just jamming him up.
And, oh, man, he's going to hear it, too. He's going to be reminded of the betting stuff forever. And the thing, like, what kind of blows my mind about this entire thing, Texas Tech, like, nationally, they've always been so irrelevant. Nobody's cared. But, like, they are throwing away all of their credibility that they've ever had. Some of y'all would say they never had it. Nationally, whatever. No one's had any beef with Texas Tech. They are throwing all of it away for Brendan Sorsby?
Yes.
Like, do we know that this guy's that good? Like, is it worth it? That's my question. Is it worth it? Because Texas Tech, that's the thing.
That's what the head coach has got to be having trouble sleeping. Is this guy really, really worth it?
Is he like, because Will Hammond, their backup, I know he's coming off a torn AC. I think he's very good. I think Texas Tech could win the Big 12 with that guy at quarterback. Could they win the national championship? Probably not. I don't think they'd win one with Sorsby. No. So I think they could still be one of the best teams in the Big 12, maybe win it, maybe get back to the playoff without all of this madness. And yet they're treating this guy like he's Vince Young, like he's Tim Tebow. Like he's Cam Newton, like he's Baker, like insert any college football legend here. That's what they're treating this guy like. And he's good. Don't get me wrong. He's very, but like, really, you're throwing it all away for Brendan freaking Sorsby?
Are they trying to really put a chip, a cinder block on their shoulder? I mean, they're Texas Tech. They already have a chip on their shoulder. They're Tech. I mean,
they're just so desperate to be relevant that they are willing to do all of this stuff because they feel like it gives them a better chance to win. And of course it does. They wouldn't have paid $5 million to go get this. Like, I'm not saying that, but this is not like a guarantee. Yes, Brendan Sorsby, some college football legend. And if he plays, we're the favorites to win the national title. Like, that's not what this is here. So is it worth it, Texas? Clearly they've decided the answer is yes. But my question, and even some Texas Tech fans out there are like, why are we doing this? Like, why are we're embarrassing our university here for one player who's going to be here for 1 year?
Yeah, it's not about the university. It's about some individuals like Cody Campbell, and it's about the head coach that his job is to do the right thing by, you know, what he thinks is the right thing to help young men grow up. That isn't he's not even close right now.
Hey,
he's doing what Cody Campbell tells him to do.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Big Magic Johnson. What has he done?
What has he done, Brendan Sorsby? Big Brendan Sorsby. What has he done? Way to go.
Like I said, there's going to be so much else coming out from the university. And once this thing starts, University of Cincinnati is going to be dropping. His friends and people are going to be dropping dimes on him like, nope. And nobody care. And he won't care. But he's going to have to put up with that stuff.
There's already enough out there. That's not what's preventing him from playing. Or from not playing, it's the ruling in some court. Like, there's more than enough evidence to make sure this guy never plays college football again. Again, a couple years ago, Iowa players, like one kid bet $10 on a game that wasn't his own team, just a random college game, and he lost all of his eligibility for the rest of his career.
Yep.
And again, this guy, what, $90,000, hundreds and hundreds of bets?
Which means he has an addiction and a mental health problem. So let's go. Let's go help him.
That's it. That's it. That's, we can't be mad at a guy for trying to get his mental health taken care of. It's a farce because mental health is a serious thing and people actually battle with this. And then you've got stories in Texas Tech ain't the first and they won't be the last. Like people always just, but I did something wrong. I broke the law. Mental health. It's like, it's a joke. It's an absolute joke. So
I hope he's getting his addiction done the right way. Yeah. And doing the classes and continue to go and do things that really are going to truly help him.
Yeah.
Because those around him, this isn't help. This is poor guidance by them.
How is it good for your mental health that you're the most hated man in college football right now? How is that good? Because like if Sorsby just went to the NFL supplement, yeah, people would make jokes like, gambler or whatever. But again, he is public enemy number one in the sport and he will be the entire year. And that's good for his mental health. How is that good for anybody's mental health?
I don't know how they continue. Why you continue to talk that they continue to try to back this guy. They won. So be quiet. Like I said, just be quiet.
That's it. They won. Shut up. I mean, it's,
don't talk about Penn State or what's happened at other murder and rape and beating people. Just worry about your own house. Everything would be okay. You won. You just, all you need to do is be quiet about it.
Yep.
He's going to miss his two games and then he's going to play. And then the way he plays and the way your team performs, it's going to matter. But I don't know. I don't know what the reason is going to the Houston club and talking about it. I mean, like you're doing somebody. No, everybody understands you're not Saint Teresa by helping this, by doing this. You're not making college football better. It's college football. It's college football. It's not just the one dude.
Hey, Texas Tech is the victim here. All right.
Yeah.
They're the victims here. And they're martyrs for what they're doing for Brendan Sorsby. They'll tell you that. They'll be the first and the only to tell you that. Amazing. All right. We'll take your thoughts unless you have any final thoughts on this, Buck.
No.
I mean, I'm sure we'll talk about this on Monday. I'm sure they'll say something else dumb over the weekend and more will come out here. I say Monday. We will not have a show tomorrow. This is a Thursday that feels like a Friday for us. Blame me. It's my fault. Got a wedding in Mexico.
Things will get done. You know, we have to have vacations and things to do too. We're people too. And what about our mental health?
I'm better than Texas Tech. I'm not going to say going to one of my best friend's wedding in Cancun is for my mental health. It's just, I just want to have a good time.
Yeah. And screw you people. Forget about you. Use people.
Hey, God. That's Brendan amazing.
Once again, I don't even know how good that guy is. He was at Cincinnati, y'all.
I know. It's just they're so desperate to win that they are doing all of this stuff. They are willing to literally be the biggest embarrassment in college football.
I don't like rooting against certain individuals. I don't like that. That never feels good. There's always something that feels bad about that. It's going to be tough for me if I see that dude playing on TV. To root for it, just is.
I'm rooting against the Texas Tech football player Brendan Sorsby. I am not rooting for the NFL quarterback Brendan Sorsby. Should he get there? I am not rooting against the kid Brendan Sorsby. I hope he gets over the addiction and I hope he has a great life. But right. I sure as hell, and everybody outside of Lubbock is sure as hell rooting against Texas Tech and Brendan Sorsby because he's the quarterback at Texas Tech this year. There's no doubt. If you don't, that's fine. You're entitled to your own opinion. I think the majority of people agree with what you just said. So we'll get to the BBK news. Let's have some fun here before we hangs up. Before we do, do you have any more sponsor shout-outs, man?
Woods Comfort Systems, of course. You know, Woods has been around for 70 years in Central Texas. And, folks, heating, plumbing, now they do plumbing. Trust them to your plumbing if you got a problem. Make sure that air conditioning is working properly because it's a hot one. Hey, temperature is going to drop a little bit, BK. May have a cool front coming in the 80s. That humidity ain't going anywhere. That's still going to be around. So you want your air conditioning to work properly, folks? Well, they'll do that at Woods Comfort Systems. Once again, close to 70 years in Central Texas. Nobody does it better.
No, they don't. WoodsComfortSystems.com for more information. Take advantage of their great 70th anniversary sales going on right now. Speaking of taking advantage. How about Qualis Roofing and Construction? Take advantage of their free roof inspections and free storm assessments. We've got more rain coming soon. You don't want to wait until water's going through your roof and into your home before you reach out to Qualis. Have them out to your place. They will come out for free. They're also going to buy you a Texas Longhorns t-shirt. So how about this for a double whammy here? You get your roof inspected. You get that peace of mind knowing that your family is safe. And you can also get a Texas softball national championship shirt from our friends at Sue Patrick. If you call Qualis, they will buy you a Longhorns t-shirt for having them out to your place for free. They're going to make sure your roof's looking great and working great. If nothing's wrong, they'll tell you nothing's wrong. If something's wrong, hey, it could be a minor fix right now that doesn't cost you very much. Also, they'll help you file an insurance claim, so it's not really out of your pocket anyways. And you're also preventing what could be a very expensive, big-time roof issue down the line. Great people, tons of five-star reviews online. Google them. A-plus rated by the BBB. Great people as well. QualisGC.com, that's the website. 512-257-0033 is their phone number. It's Qualis Roofing and Construction. They've got drones, Buck, and you don't. They've got drones, and you don't. I don't know if that's their slogan. I don't know if they want me saying that, but they do have drones to take pictures of your roof to make sure. And they'll get up there, too. They do the normal stuff, but they're advanced with the drones. Nice. All right. Let's get to the PBK news here, shall we?
Yes, sir.
An influencer in Baton Rouge. Buck, you're very familiar with Baton Rouge, correct?
I am. Son-in-law is from Baton Rouge.
And you had a daughter go to school there?
Yes, I did. Went to LSU. Was a graduate of LSU.
Okay. So we've got an influencer in Baton Rouge who has been arrested for allegedly stealing from a Take 5 oil change location. Familiar with their work?
Obviously, it sounds like a place that does an oil change pretty quickly.
That's their bit. Nicely done there, sir. More of a Paul's Motor Works guy myself, but hey.
There you go.
Take 5 national chain. I think most people know what that is. So he's been arrested for allegedly stealing from a Take 5 in Baton Rouge last December.
What is that name, he's stealing?
Cash
is
money.
Is he stealing oil? Is he stealing money?
Nah, he took money. This guy's name is DeJounte Wings. Like, that's his God-given name, DeJounte Wings, spelled like chicken wings. Apparently, he broke a window in the garage at Take 5 Oil Change, walked around to the office to find the safe, and he took cash from the safe, about $200 worth, so not a ton. I don't know why an oil change place would have a lot more than that. I don't know why that's the place you'd rob if you're looking for money.
Right.
But DeJounte Wings, he had actually been fired from the company about 2 weeks earlier.
Oh, boy.
So you get a little disgruntled former employee here. Maybe that's your motivation or rationale behind this.
Yeah, thing. Knows where everything is.
He committed the crime on December 2nd, 2025, but he was arrested this past weekend for some reason. I guess they just found out who he was or what happened or
they work really, really slow in Louisiana, in the state of Louisiana.
Yeah, that's a great.
They're not really in a hurry.
Well, here is the mugshot of DeJounte Wings. And I would like for you to describe to the people what you're seeing on your screen. And again, there might be folks, and you might be yourself wondering, like, why are we talking about this story? $200, he stole from somewhere. This kind of thing happens all the time. Here is the mugshot of DeJounte Wings.
Yeah, he's got some facial distortions, yeah.
Can we get a description maybe for the folks who are audio only right now? How would you describe the face of DeJounte Wings?
It looks a little bit like a turtle without a shell.
Okay.
A lizard without a tail.
Okay.
Yeah, he's been picked on a lot in his life.
Yeah, this mugshot's gone viral.
Yeah, he's been picked on a lot in his life. He's gone through some rough times.
Yeah. Maybe the funniest part of the story is the manager of that Take Five. They said that they were able to track this guy down because of his distinctive walk. Like, that's how on the cameras they were able to decipher that he was the guy who broke in and took the money. I would say the face is pretty distinctive.
I'm the picture guy. So yeah, if you gave me a pictorial and I saw that face once, I'd never forget it again. I wouldn't even have to have a really close up of him. I'll remember his face in my sleep. Thank you very much, BK. I do appreciate that.
You're welcome. Well, hey, these stories find me, right?
I don't know how they do.
Y'all report. He's
trying to defeat, you know, his nose is not, it looks like he's had his nose busted. I mean, he's had some struggles in his life. Believe me, growing up, he's probably, it's not a kid. How old is he?
I don't think we have an age here. No, we do. Sorry. 27, late 20s.
Yeah. I mean, that guy looks relatively even younger than that to me. But he's struggled. People have been picking on him all his life.
Well, I have to ask you this, sir.
Yes.
And I'm only asking you this. I don't intend to come off as disrespectful here.
Okay.
I'm using my context clues based on previous conversations we've had on this program.
Is there going to be a but in this?
No but.
Okay.
You have talked about extraterrestrial life.
Oh, yeah. Now, if I saw this dude at the Killeen Mall.
Well, you've talked about aliens, and you've often said that one of your tells for aliens at the Killeen Mall or anywhere else.
Yes.
Is eyes that are very far apart.
Extremely far apart.
This guy's eyes are pretty far apart.
Well, and so is his nose.
So I'm asking you, did we just catch an extraterrestrial life form in Baton Rouge?
Yeah, but why the hell would they be in Baton Rouge? Who the hell? You're not going to learn anything about anybody there. They don't go there. Aliens don't go to places like Baton Rouge. They go to New Orleans.
Why are they in Killeen?
Oh, Killeen is a special place. We got military stuff up that way. They're there. They're not there just to deal with the people. They're there to deal with the military. They can find ways to get on the base there at Fort Hood. Aliens aren't going to Baton Rouge. There ain't crap in Baton Rouge for an alien to go there for, unless for the crawfish.
Maybe that's what it was. Maybe you wanted to catch an LSU football game.
Well, no. This is if I saw this dude in Killeen at the mall, I'm just a horrible person. I'm sorry, people, but there's sometimes I get to be just horrible. I would stop in my tracks. I wouldn't keep walking. I would stop, you know, like I did when the ice bats were playing out there where the rodeo is, and I was still a drunkard and an alcoholic, and I passed that midget family. I mean, sorry, that little people family, and they had a baby there, and I went by, and I saw them sitting there, and I had to go back and get another soda because I just wanted to see what the baby looked like. And I was just being, I said to myself I was being curious, but no, you're being an idiot. And so I did.
Are you comparing little people to aliens? Do I have this right?
Well, I mean, I would take a second. I wouldn't go past this guy without having to go by at least one more time and see him again.
You're turning
around.
He's not
an alien. He's just disfigured a little bit.
Okay. All right. So you're going no alien here.
No.
That was sort of the reason I brought up this story. Because again,
I'm not going alien.
I'm not as like infatuated by the whole alien conversation as most, but I do. Again, it'd be pretty cool if like, hey, confirmed, we have ourselves an alien that we've actually found that hasn't been shut down by some whatever.
No. They don't go to Baton Rouge.
See, this is me. And Eddie says he could see the whole tennis match without turning his head.
Jeez. Is he a chameleon? Like you said, he looks like a lizard without a tail or a turtle without a shell. You know what I mean? I just don't. That's being mean.
I mean, this guy, he could see east and west at the same time.
And I would be, you know, I would befriend him. He would be a friend of mine.
Yeah. I mean, I can't say I'm sure he's a great dude because he, you know, just broke in and stole a few hundred bucks from somewhere. But like, he'd still be a great dude, whatever. That's it's not like he murdered anybody, Joey McGuire would say.
Oh, yeah. Oh no, he didn't murder anybody. He just stole 200 bucks from the place he's working for.
So you would try to befriend this guy just to see if he's an alien or like out of like just to be a good person.
No, I would just be a good person. I wouldn't befriend him because I would want to know something about his alien nation. I wouldn't be asking him, you know, about where do you come from, Nanu Nanu. I wouldn't be doing any of that kind of stuff to him. I would just think if he was a good guy and he wasn't a thief, that I would probably say, hey man, what's up? Let's go to Hat Creek. What's up? Let me buy you a burger. Or some lettuce. Or some lettuce, and can I get you another turtle shell?
More of a, I mean, what do you do if you're going to get your oil change and this is a guy who comes up to your car?
I'm not. Don't even try to get me involved.
I'm not trying anything. I'm just asking an honest question.
I would hand that dude my keys and say, hey, I'll watch your tail when you get in my car. I'll push your tail over to the other side, to the passenger side, dude.
That's come just on, me. Man.
Kids, that's this is not
the right answer would be, yep, thank you. Here are the keys. Not where's no, your tail?
My mind would be going elsewhere. I know my mind. My mind is a terrible thing.
So now you're telling me you definitely think he's an alien. If you're telling him, where's your tail? Hide your tail. Oh, no. We're canceled. No. We're done.
That dude at Clean would give me a double take. I'm going back around the kiosk again to see him.
Oh, the irony of us talking about this story today on this day in 1982. Steven Spielberg's E.T.
Great movie.
Is released. It held the title of the highest grossing film of all time for over a decade until it was passed up by Jurassic Park in 1993. Yes. Another Steven Spielberg movie. I've never seen E.T. Do I need to?
Yeah, it's one of those feel good, get yourself an early bird, have one of those and have some fun.
I think I'd rather watch any other movie besides like a kid's movie. You know, I don't want to waste an early bird on that.
Well, just go back to being a kid. It's a good movie. It's okay.
E.T. phone home. That's the bit, yeah. Right?
That's the bit.
He just says that 400 times, like a DJ Khaled song. He just says the same thing over and over.
He's got that Charlie Strong finger.
Yeah, those are the two things I know about the movie. I haven't seen it. The line and the finger.
Yeah.
On this day in 1986, Ferris Bueller's Day Off hits theaters.
Now, I know you've seen that. That's one that somehow, somewhere you've had to see numerous times.
All-timer. Great movie.
I think we all have seen that numerous times.
Yeah. And then on this day in 2002, American Idol premieres on Fox, still apparently going on.
Still going on.
You watch that show?
No.
I did as a kid growing up.
Yeah, I watched it for a while, and then that was enough.
Yeah, that's how I felt. Real quick, some birthdays here. Joe Montana, Joe Cool.
Yes, 70, indeed.
70 today. Vinnie Johnson, a.k.a. The Microwave.
Microwave.
70 today. Diana Taurasi, arguably the greatest women's basketball player ever, not named Rory Harmon, 44 today.
Okay.
Peter Dinklage.
Dinklage, the little guy.
Yes, from Game of Thrones. I was just going to say highly acclaimed actor for Game of Thrones, but you went and body shamed him. Classic. Oh,
sorry about that. He is a little guy.
Yeah.
Sure. And he's little, yes.
Shia LaBeouf is 40.
Yeah, who was that?
Shia LaBeouf, you know who that is?
No.
Okay. Holes. Old Disney Channel breakout star. Transformers.
Okay.
And then a couple of Born on This Day Now Deads. Vince Lombardi. Bum. Only two Super Bowls. Not great.
Got a trophy named after him.
Yeah, he didn't even win a Lombardi trophy. Embarrassing. And Gene Wilder, born on this day, now dead.
Funny as hell.
Yeah. All right. No real great national days. Corn on the cob day and German chocolate cake day. So go get you those.
Oh, you like those things. I like corn on the cob.
It just gets in your teeth.
That's all right. That's good. Listen, have a safe trip, man. Be careful.
Thanks, man. Y'all.
Hey, keep your head on a swivel in Cancun. You know that.
Don't drink the water is what I keep hearing.
I used to hear that too. I drank the water. Oh, then again, I drank all the Jack Daniels too.
apparently, that's more trustworthy than the agua down there.
So, blue seas there, boy. Boy, is that water pretty.
I drink the Galveston water all the time. And
oh, God.
I don't look like DeJounte Winks, so I guess I'm okay. Wow.
Sorry about that, DeJounte. Now that I got to go look under my bed tonight.
Oh, God. Well, that'll do it. Thanks to Evan Veith and Anthony Dasher for joining us today. Thanks to all of you people for joining us today. Again, no show tomorrow. We'll have plenty to talk about on Monday. Hopefully, we're still talking about the Spurs. I guess we'll be talking about it either way, but we'll see if they make
I'll take Carolina for 300,000 unit play.
Okay. Thank you for that. Are you taking the over again?
I'm not going to mess with it. I'm going to take 100,000 unit on the over.
Okay. You're down 900,000 units right now, which is
I said I would get down a million thousand. I said I would get down a million, you know. I did say that there's a possibility that it would happen this year because of what I've done for you people over the last 2 years.
So you've got that in the hockey. And then Spurs are 5.5-point favorites in game 5 on Saturday.
At home.
Yep.
Yeah, put 200,000 units on the Spurs too.
RIP to the Spurs. Just dug their grave for them.
They dug their own grave last night. This cannot be blamed on me, period.
You're just throwing some dirt on it, but the grave's already been dug. The hole in the ground is already there.
Oh my goodness. That is going to be talked about. I can't even turn on TV without that Spurs deal being talked about. Every talking head in the world is crushing them.
Rightfully so.
Only one's not crushing them is Victor, because he's going to philosophically move you by saying that all he's going to do is make it all better. Just be ourselves.
That was bad. All right. Well, we're done.
All right, buddy.
Y'all have a great weekend. Thank y'all.
Hook 'em.
Hook 'em horns.